Hello, everyone, and welcome to our fourth episode of Bridge Bytes, the digital marketing podcast that keeps you up to date and in the know on everything digital. Today, I am joined once again by the ever-knowledgeable Adam Losky to discuss something all marketers know and love, social media. Are you ready to discover the benefits and how to get started on social's emerging channels? Let's dive in. Hey, Adam. Thank you for joining me today.
Hey, Maddie, always a pleasure.
I'm looking forward to discussing social media with you today. As we all know, social media is widely used. In fact, there are over 225 million daily active social media users in the United States. And 200 million of those users visit a business profile at least daily. So that's a lot of people waiting to hear from businesses, and it's a great opportunity that marketers really can't afford to ignore. So to just kick off our conversation, let's talk about what type of social channels we use at Bridge.
Yeah, and again, as always, Maddie, thanks for having me on. And I think it's so important to talk about social media because let's be honest, I think we're all a little bit addicted to social media platforms. So on a day-to-day basis, we're really consuming a ton of social media just from the access of our phone. So at Bridge, we gather that info and say, hey, listen, there's an opportunity to reach these people across all these different channels. Let's cast a wide net of what we do. So at Bridge, we do Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, LinkedIn, and the best part is they're all different type of entities, and it gives us the ability to reach anybody using social media because we're able to access all of these different channels.
Awesome. And you know, on top of that, we always talk about data being a main value proposition for us here at Bridge and that we know your next customer. So what type of data are we using for social campaigns to connect with people?
A lot of what we do here at Bridge stems from our data. That's the backbone. That's the power of what we do. So the advantage of working with Bridge when talking social media is we're using first-party data to send out these campaigns. So when working with the channels directly, let's just say, for example, Facebook, we're able to determine, hey, John Smith has an interest in buying a new car, so we can put that type of ad in front of John Smith because we know that knowledge of John Smith. People will say, you know what, we already run Facebook through Facebook's marketing or Instagram's marketing. Listen, that's great. At the end of the day, as long as you're doing marketing, that's awesome, but wouldn't you want to have the ability to know who you're reaching are people that actually want to see your product? So when working with Facebook data, you can maybe do a couple broad selects like gender and maybe age and very, very broad type of topics. But when working with us, we're able to get granular with those selects. We're able to determine, hey, I'm looking for people that live in Bergen County, New Jersey, make X amount of money, are interested in buying a new car and have kids in the household. We can relate that information because we know that the consumer's social media info. 99.9% of the time, you're going to log into your social media channels with your email address. So we know that your email is connected to your social media. So we can send out a multi-channel campaign and reach people on email display and then also social media.
Right. And what is the main goal of a social media campaign?
So I feel like in the digital world, we're very consumed with focusing on clicks. And listen, clicks are great. Somebody clicking on your ad is awesome. But social media truly isn't always based off of clicks. So many more actions can be made. So we're talking about Facebook. You can click on the ad, yes, but you can like the ad. You could share the ad. There's different types of post engagements you can do with the hearts, the extra big smiley faces, the frowny faces. So we're able to track that throughout the campaign and determine that as actual engagement because the end goal is brand awareness. We're trying to get as many eyeballs on your social media ads as possible. So why just focus on clicks? Because that doesn't truly measure if someone interacted with the campaign. Like Instagram, view rates, same with TikTok. We're able to determine how long somebody actually viewed the video that we displayed. So again, it's all about what the end goal of the campaign is. Is it a video that we want to view through? Is it an ad that we're looking for people to interact with? So it can vary, but at the end of the day, we're trying to get one, as many eyeballs on the ad as possible, and two, as much engagement on that ad as possible. And what really allows us to do this is taking a budget-based approach. So a lot of times working with digital marketing companies, you talk about CPM. So cost per thousand, that's how we measure how much money it will cost to run the campaign. With social media, it's almost better off to take a budget-based approach, meaning, hey, you tell us a flat fee of how much you're looking to spend, and we take that and run the campaign with it. And why is that so important? This really allows us to not cap our spending limit at a certain price. And that's so important because by doing that, Facebook and Instagram, they're giving us access to higher end inventory because we're willing to spend a little bit more on each ad placement. And when we get that ability to access this higher end inventory of people that are truly going to interact with the campaign, it only leads to higher engagement. So it gives us more flexibility to let the campaign breathe and interact with the marketplace, but also not just handcuffing us to a certain price where we aren't given the full ability to serve ads to people that truly want to see it.
Right. And when one of our Bridge account managers hit approve on that social media campaign, what's the next steps that you take to assure that the campaign will go live?
So a couple three-step type of process that we use is, one, they're going to switch that campaign status to on, which truly just means, hey, we're ready to serve ads. All the boxes have been checked. Let's begin the serve process of getting these social ads out to whomever is in our audience. We're checking various levels of the campaign to make sure nothing was flagged. Our ad isn't overly text heavy. We haven't gone against any of the social media guidelines, and just assuring that the campaign is truly running smoothly. And then we're just going to confirm the status of the campaign to show that it's live and to make sure that the end date is correct. And again, like every campaign we do at Bridge, we're not just setting the campaign live and letting it go. We're truly evaluating on a day-to-day basis how the campaign is doing. What can we change? Say we're doing a campaign with Facebook and Instagram and we're seeing a week into the campaign, hey, Instagram is doing a lot better than Facebook. Let's maybe shift some impressions that way. So we're constantly optimizing the campaign on the go to make sure that every impression that we're serving end goal is to be engaged with whomever the consumer may be.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. And I think it's so valuable. And to close out this conversation, what's the best advice you could give to someone who knows nothing about social media marketing?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few different things that I would love to kind of like end this conversation on. So manage the campaign by looking at the money. So social media channels are limited in inventory. So everyone is competing with everyone for placement of these ads. So this typically means you need to push the campaign live and see what's going on. As I said, get it live and adapt to the campaign and see what works and what doesn't work and constantly being able to make moves on the fly. And just things like, is it cost effective? Am I able to use the full budget? Whether or not we have a higher budget efficiency. So there's a lot of different outcomes that can lead into a social campaign. But the big thing is, listen, we've built the game plan to run social media for a reason. Let's assure that the money that we're spending is going to the right places and we're able to adapt on the fly. And I would also say, explore social media platforms. See what partnerships they have. Each social media platform is different and has different partnerships with various websites and apps. So social can be approached very much like a programmatic campaign, where it's a network of different placements and websites and apps. So the highlight here is, the audience is identified by the exact information used to match for serving ads on any said social media platform. So it's still that one audience hyper-targeting mindset, but across the social media partnerships and not just limited to that single social media platform.
Yeah, I think that's really valuable and two great pieces of advice that you have. Well, I just want to thank you, Adam, for discussing the advertising opportunities of social media with me today. If you're listening and you're ready to get started, contact your Bridge representative today or email us at connect@thebridgecorp.com. Thank you. Until next time, this has been Maddie Dratch from Bridge.